Good evening. With a look at your latest local news from the Radio Cayman newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks. The Cayman Islands government is mourning the passing of former Chief Secretary Mr. James Ryan, who died today, the 19th of May. Mr. Ryan was a proud Cayman Bracker, served the Cayman Islands for 39 years. He became Deputy Chief Secretary in 1992 and was appointed Chief Secretary in 1994. Holding the post until his retirement in 2004. His leadership helped modernize the civil service and establish many of the structures still in place today. He remained active in public life after retirement, including serving on the Council for the Order of the Cayman Islands. Governor Jane Owen praised his lifelong commitment to public service, while Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks described him as a distinguished Caymanian whose integrity and dedication set a powerful example. Acting Deputy Governor Eric Bush said Mr. Ryan's influence strengthened the civil service during a crucial period. Government buildings will fly the national flag at half-mast tomorrow in his honor. Funeral arrangements will be released at a later date. A collision in Bodentown this afternoon caused significant damage to utility poles and triggered power outages in the area. Two occupants of the vehicles were taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. CUC crews are carrying out repairs and Bodentown Road partly closed, with traffic being diverted to Anton Bodden Drive. Work is expected to continue until around 10 p.m. tonight. In other police news, investigations are underway for an early morning robbery on Denham Thompson Way in Georgetown. Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell reports.
Just before 1:30 a.m. today, two masked men armed with what appeared to be a firearm and a sharp weapon approached a victim outside a residence and demanded cash. The gunmen struck the victim in the head before both suspects entered the home. They stole a quantity of cash and personal belongings before fleeing. No shots were fired, but the victim was injured and taken to the hospital.
The suspects,
described as slim build, around 5'6" to 5'8" in height and wearing full face masks. Police are asking anyone who saw suspicious activity in the area between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. to contact Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222 or provide anonymous information via the RCIPS confidential tip line, the RCIPS website, or Cayman Crime Stoppers. I am Josh Cottrell of Radio Cayman.
Thank you, Josh. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks says reinsurance growth, technology, and close public-private collaboration are reshaping Cayman's financial services landscape. Speaking with AM Best TV, the Premier said technology is transforming how Cayman reinsurance and financial services sector works.
The pluses are it makes us more efficient. Whether it's reinsurance, whether that's in the actual client space, the transactions, or in the regulatory space, you then are able to upskill staff. They're not necessarily doing the more manual labor, but they're actually now moving from the hard yards to the more intricate stuff.
He said Cayman is stepping back to look at innovation across the whole country and deciding how best to write the rules.
We have a national digital task force that is assessing the entire country, even inside of education, health, and other areas, to have a plan of how we're going to deal with innovation as a topic and whether or not, for example, will we have a grand AI act or will we just do maybe bespoke amendments.
Ebanks also credited Cayman's long-standing partnership between the public and private sectors for its success in financial services and reinsurance.
That partnership between the government, the regulator, and industry to be able to say, this is the goal. If we keep that eye on the goal, we're going to move the country from strength to strength.
He said reinsurance has been in Cayman for quite a long time, but is now seeing an organic, sustained uptick that provides additional bolstering to what he called a very strong and vibrant economy. To the courts, Pantheon Tanker Management Limited faces charges after its vessels struck coral reefs around 70 yards from Cayman Brac docking station during a delivery to the sister islands in 2025. In February, both the Crown and the defense applied for a Goodyear direction, the process in English criminal law where a defendant asks the court what the maximum sentence would be if they pled guilty. The joint application was made by Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions Barnaby Jameson KC and Samson Law, acting for the tanker company. Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angeline Hernandez said she could not provide the indication at this stage, pointing to limited information before the court. She noted that although the parties had agreed a figure for damages, no expert evidence had been submitted to confirm the extent of the coral reef damage impact or to support the proposed plea agreement. The Crown says expert reports have been reviewed and will be provided to the courts before the next hearing. The matter returns to the docks in June. Jamaican national Shamar Bichoun has formally appeared in court for the robbery of the Ala Kebab food hut on Lawrence Boulevard. Mr. Bichoun has been formally charged with robbery, possessing an imitation firearm and drug offenses. The robbery and other charges were automatically transferred to the Grand Court, where Mr. Bichoun is expected to make an appearance in the coming weeks. It is also understood that further immigration-related charges are anticipated, as the Crown has indicated that Mr. Bichoun appears to be overstaying in the jurisdiction. He's not yet entered pleas and is being held in custody. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The groundwork is being laid for a new general aviation facility at the Owen Roberts International Airport. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The airport's authority has issued an expression of interest, hoping to partner with a company in the development, construction, and long-term operation of a modern general aviation facility. Tender documents say the initiative is driven by a, quote, shared vision to enhance national aviation infrastructure, support economic diversification, and position the jurisdiction as a regional hub for private, corporate, and charter aviation. The proposed facility must meet current demand while allowing for, quote, scalable expansion in response to future market needs. The project concept includes the design and construction of a purpose-built fixed-based operation, aircraft parking, hangar complexes, passenger lounges, and customs and immigration processing zones. Sustainability and resilience are, quote, central to the development of the facility. From an economic perspective, the CIAA says that the development is expected to generate, quote, significant direct and indirect benefits, including job creation, skills development, and increased visitor expenditure. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. The expression of interest is posted on the government's Bonfire Hub procurement website. The deadline to apply is the 29th of June. Cayman Art Week is bringing together 10 galleries, 12 studios, 5 museums, 32 pop exhibitions, and more than 50 art events across all three islands. And as Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, it all kicks off with a launch party.
In just over 1 week, you're invited to get a taste of all the 6th edition of Cayman Art Week will have to offer.
So we have the launch party in partnership with the National Gallery. That's co-hosted by Susan Aldi, who's Art Week's patron. And that's a great time to come out, meet the venue owners, meet the artists that are going to be on display. At the gallery, of course, you can see the permanent national art collection. So upstairs at the gallery, we have probably 80 local artists on display at any one time, and that's throughout the year.
Wow.
So that's a great place to come and get a wide scope idea about who's going to be out there.
Director of the National Gallery and CAW founder Natalie Urquhart tells Radio Cayman as an extra bonus, the gallery is opening a new exhibition that night, Next Wave, Emerging Voices in Cayman Art. It's a showcase of work by local artists between the ages of 16 and 20 following an open call by the gallery.
And the students that have applied to be part of that have gone through a really rigorous juried selection. So this is, you know, they can be very proud that their work has been selected for this exciting exhibition. So it's showing you as a sort of next generation of artists coming up the ranks.
That exhibition will run through June 12th. And while there, Ms. Urquhart is inviting you to check out the ongoing showcase of Conversations in the Seventh Dimension.
And then, of course, we have the beautiful Randy Chalette solo exhibition that's on right now. If you haven't been there, definitely go down and check it out. It's kind of a mid-career moment for Randy. It's not a full survey show, but it's highlighting his multidisciplinary creativity. So there's music, there is word and language, and of course, his incredible paintings as well. And Randy will be there on the night doing a performance as well as being there to talk about his works.
The launch will include handouts and schedules, which you can also find at caymanartweek.com, all about this year's Cayman Art Week events. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Cayman Art Week runs the 26th of May through the 31st, and all events are free and open to the public. Finally, there's still a few tickets left for the next big show for the Cayman Drama Society.
Have any of you ever heard of Lin-Manuel Miranda? Can I stop? This is a block in the Heights. I hang my flag upon
display. In the Heights is coming to the Prospect Playhouse, opening for a three-week run starting on the 28th of May. Co-director for the show, Dr. Judith Nichols.
It's about the community of Washington Heights in New York City. And that's actually the community where Lin-Manuel Miranda grew up. And it's a predominantly Latin American community. So the musical is very Latino. There's salsa, there's hip hop, there's bachata, there's merengue, there's reggaeton, there's everything going on in this musical.
Tickets are on sale from today at cds.ky. That's your evening news update from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your evening.